his primary styles, you know, I guess the Art Deco, the Modern style. Can you talk a little bit about kind of the definitions in there, the Art Deco, zigzag, Modern, streamline, Modern, and how they kind of pertain to Joseph Finger's works?
Yes, Joseph Finger was described himself in kind of biographical materials as Austrian. He was born in the part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire that today is Poland. His kind of professional education before coming to the United States is not entirely clear. But in the United States, to which he immigrated as a young man, he worked first in New Orleans before coming to Houston in 1908. He worked for various architects before starting his independent practice, I think around 1914, and tended to work in what were the kind of prevailing architectural trends of the time. When he designed a social club that had been founded in the 19th century by Houston Germans called the Turnverein, he described the architecture as growing from the Sezession, which had been the Viennese modern style at the beginning of the 20th century. And so it seemed clear from that reference that he was aware of these sort of progressive architectural trends in Europe. Even though much of his work in the United States in the 1910s and 1920s was fairly conservative architecturally, and again, in conformance with prevailing trends. But the Turnverein, the building that he did as the Temple of Congregation Beth Israel in 1924, and such buildings as the A.C. Burton Chrysler Company building of 1929 in Houston, all displayed kind of unconventional architectural tendencies that reflected his awareness of these sort of modernizing trends in architectural aesthetics of the 1920s. This grew into his kind of fluorescence as one of the early Houston interpreters of modernistic architecture, which is sometimes also called Art Deco or it has various other names, which historians have tended to divide into two trends. The kind of Art Deco or zigzag modern was the modernistic tendency of the late 1920s and early 1930s that often involved kind of stylizations of geometric patterns, sometimes very effusive ornament that might have reflect its origins in classical architecture or in Gothic architecture, but were very abstracted. By the middle 1930s, the trend was to a kind of simplification of zigzag, modern, Art Deco for a streamlined modernistic architecture, which tended to involve kind of sleek planes, an emphasis on horizontality, and especially kind of horizontal speed lines. A kind of modern replacement for classical molding that sought to emphasize the linearity of the buildings.